Hello and welcome to the best seat on the bus, Legends of Philadelphia. We're your hosts. I'm Tony Trolley Tracks Trove. And this is my schoolyard chum, Johnny Chitney Cab Zito. And joining us on engineering and editing duties, Brian Buspass Bierman. You might be wondering, why don't these guys just carpool? Well, in addition to being Philadelphia natives, Zito and I have a lifestyle brand, South Fellini, that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes and comfort and podcast and third rails. Lots of times customers will ask, how do I parallel park a subway car? Or they want to know if there's a dining car on the L. Depends what you're dining on. So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for the new Philadelphians, an explainer and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so hoping to share that with you. I'm sorry, I'm rusty.
Shake it off. Shake off the rust.
It's been so long. And that was my fifth take, and we're wasting all the tape.
We record on reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah, I've missed you guys. It's been hours since I've seen you.
Yeah, but about a month or two since we recorded.
That's true.
All of our interactions have been not recorded.
They've
all been
not recorded.
Casual.
Only recorded by the FBI. not GarageBand. Just kidding. We just sell t-shirts.
How was everybody's holiday? You guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was jolly.
Good.
It was fun to have an off.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm still tired.
Those two days tired.
But it doesn't really work because we're having such a good time.
Yeah.
It still works.
Lots of people got back to work on Monday, and there was a true friend waiting for them.
Jesus?
SEPTA. No.
SEPTA.
No. The day after Christmas, the only person looking out for you, SEPTA. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, better known by the acronym SEPTA, is a regional public transportation authority that services nearly 4 million people in 5 counties in and around Philadelphia.
What I think is crazy about SEPTA is that it doesn't stand for anything. SEPTA.
No.
I think it's crazy.
It's more like a feeling.
It's just a word.
It's a word they made up.
SEPTA has often struggled with management issues, employee morale, strikes, aging equipment, inadequate funding, and public relations issues.
That's any company, though. Come on.
But
despite these challenges, SEPTA remains the fifth largest transit system in the United States. Join us as we ride the rails in Philadelphia.
Go ahead.
Did you ever jump over the rails, the turnstile?
No.
Yeah, I've jumped the turnstile once or twice.
FBI, are you GarageBand? Are you listening? There he is.
That's why they're broke. That's like $10 over the years. Come on.
It adds up. I know. I've done a lot of irresponsible things on or with SEPTA property. That's all I can say. That's all I should say.
No.
It's yours. You're a taxpayer. You pretty much something.
Yeah, you're right.
Give me a piece.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Are you guys fans of SEPTA? Do you hate riding SEPTA?
I was a subway rider for a long time. I've had a lot of feelings towards the subway, I guess. I guess I mentioned this before. I've worked on it's like an ongoing story. I worked on a Bollywood movie, and we rented the subway train to ride overnight the entire rail. And it would loop twice, and then we would take lunch, and then we would loop it two more times and shoot in the train the entire time.
Nice.
And every time I ride on a train, I think of it. It truly drove me crazy.
Just going up and down the tracks all day?
Well, you don't stop. Night. It just kept going. And it's just like, it's a weird feeling that for it to ride on a subway, it never stops.
Wow.
And we did it overnight.
We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
I mean, that is an action movie set piece, a subway train that can't stop.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it was cool. You know, like you're shooting like fake guns and like just like blood squibs and that kind of stuff. But there's also like, nice. You're just like riding it. And then it's like, You stop and you go, oh, there's everybody. Okay, let's go again and just get back on and ride it. it was a horrible experience.
Do
I don't have a driver's license, so I've been riding SEPTA and will continue to ride SEPTA, I guess, forever. Anytime I go somewhere else, I'm always just like, oh, it's so much better here. The trains are so much better wherever. Wherever I'm at.
I found that going to other cities made me appreciate SEPTA.
Baltimore's
except for New York or DC.
Or Boston or San Francisco or
Well, I haven't been to Boston, but also San Francisco. Yeah. Look, there's also a lot of cities whose public transportation is way worse. Way worse.
That's right. You should be thankful for what you have.
You gotta be thankful, yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
You Philadelphians, you're thankful for anything. SEPTA, fine enough. C-, good enough.
Good enough.
C-, a passing grade. It does it. That's.
Have you ridden it since the pandemic, though? It's gotten considerably worse. No. Like, I guess pretty much.
I have.
I guess no, I everything. Like everything.
Everything has gotten worse. South Philly has gotten worse. I mean, it's
definitely gone downhill since the pandemic. That's true.
Yeah.
They used to just produce shirts and keep their mouths shut. Now they won't. Now they won't stop podcasting and talking about.
No, they have a podcast.
Talking about themselves.
Yeah. Talking about themselves.
I guess I have taken the subway since I was in grade school, and it was like a thing I wasn't supposed to do. Like my mom would be like, "Don't get on the bus and go, you know, get lost." And I would. I lived on 11th Street, and the trolley still ran back then. And so I would take the trolley down as far as I like felt comfortable and then like try and make my way back. And then I was taking it to get to high school up in North Philly. And then I was taking it to get to college up in North Philly. And then I was taking it for my job to go over to Camden. And so I guess I have, and I practically lived underground. I was a messenger in Center City for 4 or 5 years.
I thought you were
going to
be like, I lived amongst the mole
person.
I was a mole person for 4 or 5 years. It's a lifestyle
mole
choice.
People. What did you people eat?
Our money and our food is Snickers bars. That's actually. That's how we live.
There's only one currency. There's only the food.
You eat the chocolate and you spit out the nuts, and then we trade the nuts for goods and services.
Is the change.
Yeah. So as a Morlock, I ran errands underground up and down the concourse, and you can just kind of live under there in the cold weather months and travel through the gallery and up and down Broad Street, up and down Market Street. I think as far as like maybe 20th. Maybe 20th and Market to, I think, 11th or 8th and Market.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of like some, like, the Warriors type of shit.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
One time this was a few years ago, but I rode the subway, the L, buses, trolleys so many times. And one time I got on the subway and I was going downtown. I was trying to go to City Hall, and it was the Broad Ridge Spur, and I had never been on it. It was like an accident, which is in Chinatown. And it's like, it's like when you watch videos of like Super Mario World, and it's like, oh, there's a secret level here. It's like, wait, there's another, there's another subway stop, the Broad Ridge Spur. It was like, wow. It felt like a big deal. It's nothing. It's just another stop, but it felt fun.
But right, and it's been closed for the most part for 20 years. So we're not gonna touch too much on the closed subway stops or abandoned SEPTA because there's plenty of it. Maybe we could do a whole episode on that later. This is more just like a refresher or like a 101 course. Yeah, definitely.
All right. First thing you need to know. SEPTA doesn't stand for anything.
No, it does.
That's number one.
Just the facts, Bierman.
SEPTA is an example of the regional authorities formed to stem declines in urban public transportation nationwide after World War II. The need for a regional approach to Philadelphia and its suburbs developed in the 1950s. As the area's largest provider of public transportation, the Philadelphia Transportation Company, the PTC, declined financially, and the two largest commuter rail providers, the Pennsylvania and the Reading Railroads, threatened service cuts and fare increases.
I just asked my dad about this story. I know I've told the story before on the, but his grandfather worked for PTC and he was a bus driver. And the one time his wife came through like the door and he was in the living room and he was drinking a beer and he was watching the Phillies game. And she was like, "Aren't you supposed to be working?" And he's like, "I am." And she's like, "Where's the bus?" He parked the bus outside to like go drink a beer and watch the. There are people on the bus and shit. They don't let you do that anymore.
This is, I guess, why the PTC declined.
It's because people have cell phones now. That's the problem.
Oh man. I have a PTC map in my living room. It's like huge.
That thing's cool.
It's maybe 3 foot by 4 foot. It's massive. It's a map of the whole city, and it's all the lines they used to run. And they ran a lot of the trolley lines where the tracks are still there today.
If you take off, so it's in a frame, but if you take it off, there's another part that's the mole people map of the city.
Yeah,
they write in their own.
if you shine a black light on it, you can see a whole different map.
Yeah. Ew.
Yes.
With secret
Ew.
Codes.
Here's where the chuds live.
Here's where we keep our Snickers. It's the Snickers bank.
One Snickers equals $1.
Philadelphia initially led the response in 1960 by subsidizing service and purchasing equipment for use on commuter rail lines in the city through a state-created but city-funded agency, the Passenger Service Improvement Corporation, PSIC.
PSIC.
That's what they called it, for short. Sick. Rolls right off the tongue. Philadelphia then joined with 3 of its 4 suburban counties to form the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Compact.
Septic.
Septic. In 1961, that's when all of this combining happened.
It was actually
CPAC.
Oh, okay.
Delaware County did not join in the compact because the largest provider of transportation in the county was a private company that did not desire subsidies. They said they're fine. They don't need any help.
Stay out, Delco. This is why we'll never be the same. This is why you're not really one of us.
More buses for us.
Honestly, I know you're just like you're making a joke or whatever, but if their transit system had been tied into the city earlier, then they would be more a part of the city.
That's why they talk like that.
That's why they have such strange accents.
They talk the way they do. Mm-hmm. I would also want to say right off the bat, I wish there were more. There was more public transportation and more money for SEPTA to provide that for all Philadelphians and the people of Delaware County.
Yes.
The Delconians.
Hear, hear. Well said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome, Conians.
Tony Trove would like to announce his run for mayor this year right here live on the podcast.
Wow.
No, just city council.
At large.
At large.
You could probably
do that. Coming at you.
You could probably do that. That can't be that hard to win, right?
I don't know. Probably not.
You got to kiss a lot of babies. Are you ready to do that?
I don't want to do that.
His lips chap easily. It's not.
Do you have to go to? You have to actually. Do you have to go to work every day?
Yeah, kissing babies, 9 to 5.
No, thank you. I can go back to being a heel.
Boo. I want to boo babies.
Well, you could be like a really controversial politician that like stirs the pot and you don't like babies.
Yeah, mayo and cheesesteaks. Yeah. What do you think? I'm just asking questions.
Who did that? Who was the one that got called out? Was it Mitt Romney?
Put a mayo on a cheesesteak.
Somebody did that, and
I
was
think
like,
it was...
I was like, you're all wrong. Everybody was calling him out for it, and I was like, you're all wrong, because he knows cheesesteaks better than any of
you.
He
had a cheesesteak hoagie with a knife and fork.
Be ashamed of yourself. Put some lettuce on that. Oh my goodness.
have a tomato in my pocket. Just throw it on there. Slice it up, mama. Yeah.
I think it was Romney. It was somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a single issue voter. I'm pro many, so I was gonna get my vote.
There's so many of you. That's the problem.
Dozens, literally dozens.
Like independents, we sway the elections, mm-hmm. but everyone hates us. Both sides hate us.
Consistent.
Mayo is the libertarian of cheesesteaks. That's true. I agree with that.
Whatever, dude. I'm all about liberty and mayo.
I'm just asking questions.
The mole people took over libertarian. They made their own currency out of Snickers, and I'm sure their economy and structure is doing great.
Yeah, they have their own mint.
The mole
Hershey.
The mole people operate on a representational monarchy. It's it's hard to elect a new leader, so we try not to.
Man, that sounds fucked up.
It's not an easy life. It's why I left.
It's too dark.
But you still long for it.
Can't see anything.
Finally, Pennsylvania created SEPTA as a regional authority in 1963. And the SEPTA board, the existing CPAC board, plus the representatives from Delaware County, held its first meeting on February 18th, 1964.
And it was wild.
Yeah.
It's like spring break.
When did they, what did the logos look like? Did you look that up?
It's all very bland. Everything is, it's not so much logo as it is colors. They look like the Girard, most things look like the trolleys on Girard Avenue.
I imagine these are World War II vets and like Korean War vets, and they're just doing it like, treating this like a military project, and that's why the name is not snappy. It's just like an acronym and moving things from point A to point B. And
that's a pretty good observation.
Laying rail, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good description of it.
Killing Nazis and laying rail. SEPTA. I mean, that's
a much better
they
slogan. They should use
that's
they
how they
use
work.
That
well,
one.
Well, I'm not like, you know, a rail layer. I just make up silly things.
I'm just in advertising.
I was in advertising.
So, yeah, they started up in 1964. They began service on my birthday in 1965, November 1st.
How old were you?
Inherent in the way that the Pennsylvania founded SEPTA were two serious structural flaws that have caused political and operating issues for the authority to this day. The SEPTA board has equal representation for each county, so that although Philadelphia has the bulk of service and ridership, it has the same vote as each suburban county, so their votes are weighted equally. This has created political friction between the suburban counties, which tend to emphasize regional rail, and the city, which seeks a higher level of service and lower fares across the board.
It's like the five families.
There is
the dons of SEPTA.
There is an uneasy balance, an uneasy truce that keeps it all running. When you look at SEPTA's coverage of the city, it's actually pretty impressive, like Trove was saying, compared to other cities. They might, you know, we have a, they might have their problems, but we have a pretty good coverage for where you want to go.
You can pretty much take a bus you can take something to pretty much wherever. It may take a long time, but you can get there.
Right, you might need two transfers or whatever, but that's what it takes.
It could be great.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's fine, but it could be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they never have enough money.
That's the bummer. The infrastructure is like it's there, you know how it could be.
They're getting there.
They're getting there.
No, they're not. And there's like some things are like, will there ever be will the subway ever extend to the Navy Yard?
They talk about it every year since I was a child.
Every year, maybe now it's like never gonna happen. Like they just tease it.
It's like winning the Super Bowl. It'll happen someday.
Someday.
Next year.
And then out of the blue, it happens.
Yeah. Well, sure.
One day we'll wake up and the tunnel will be there.
You know, me and my friend went to the Sixers game, and I was like, meet me at AT&T Station. which is like Broad and Patterson. Like I finally started calling it AT&T Station. But it, and then I got, I literally was looking at the thing and it was like, oh, it's NRG station. That happened like 8 years ago. And I was like, yeah, it finally worked now. I was like, oh, I guess it's not called that anymore.
I do that with the Wells Fargo, Wachovia, First Union Center.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you put a gun to my head, I have the Camden Stadium. They're the Camden, like...
With the River Sharks? I think they knocked that down.
No, he's talking about the Tweeter Center.
Yeah, what is it called? I don't know what it's called right now. It was Susquehanna Bank Center.
It was Tweeter Center.
It was like... I'm telling you, I don't know what it's called right now. I don't know what it's called.
The last time I went there, it was BT&T, but that was before. That was a year or two before the pandemic, so I have no idea.
What is that?
I'm sure a bank or something that owns a bank.
I'm going to look it up. Continue.
Okay.
Continue.
As a creation of the state of Pennsylvania, SEPTA has also struggled to deal with the reality of operating in a tri-state region. The agency offers few interline fares with transportation authorities in Delaware and New Jersey, and only Delaware contributes to the costs of operating the regional rail system.
Mm. Pay up.
Pay up.
I mean, I never really thought about that before, but they have to deal with interwoven
crossroads
rail
of states,
system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really
think
about
Valley,
that.
The Delaware Valley, the tri-state area.
Yeah.
The other tri-state area.
Yeah, I think of Broad Street and Market Street and Frankfurt Avenue, like these.
I know, we're talking about
locations.
Like these little.
But I guess people coming in and out of the city from Jersey and from Delaware.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. They have to make that transfer.
This is why I've never been to these places.
I don't like transfers. That's why I never go anywhere.
I don't like transfers. Yeah, if you can avoid it, don't do it.
Do you want to know? You want to take a guess at what the thing is called? Because I literally have never heard this in my life.
No, what's it called now?
I have no idea what it's
the,
called.
What is the name of the Tweeter Center now?
The new Tweeter Center.
Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Freedom Pavilion
sounds fun.
I don't know. We should.
We saw
we
the
should,
Who there.
We should bleep their name when it was the E Center. We should bleep their name so they don't get any free advertising.
No. We have to tell the. No, we're shitting on them. They're a bad.
No, we're shitting.
Their mortgages are terrible, and they give you cancer. I heard. No.
Terrible rates. Terrible rates.
Someday you'll be applying for a home loan, and they'll be like, "They're gonna play this clip back to you." You're They paid me to say that.
Oh, no. I thought I'd be broke for the rest of my life.
SEPTA took over the functions of CPACT and PSIC in 1965. And in 1968, it acquired the PTC and began operating public transportation in the city and inner suburbs.
I think they should all be free.
I mean, they can't make it with as it is. So.
Damn. All right.
It would be cool.
This is one of my campaign. Free SEPTA. Everyone.
I do like that.
I'll pay for it.
All right. Find a way.
I do like that on the subway and the buses, they don't charge you by the distance. You don't have to like, you're not like, you're going all the way to Cheltenham Avenue.
Yeah, but if I was going a short distance, I'd be like, damn, I wish it was like.
Less.
Half. You know, if I was only going to like City Hall, I'd be like, yo, let me pay half. I'm not going to North Philly.
Does SEPTA have a suggestion box? We should drop some of these tidbits in there, some of these nuggets. Purchases of Philadelphia Suburban Transportation and the Schuylkill Valley Lines in 1976 completed SEPTA's first phase of acquisitions.
Phase one.
SEPTA 1.0.
Mach 1 SEPTA.
SEPTA first began issuing tokens in 1968. For years, they were only available to students for purchase. At 10 tokens for a dollar, they offered a 15-cent discount off the standard 25-cent fare.
What a deal.
The tokens are so cool looking.
It was
they are
amazing
great
how long they lasted.
Yeah.
For for better or worse.
When I was in high school, it was there. The student tokens were you get to ride and you get a transfer. But then the regular tokens were just you just get a ride and you had to pay a dollar or 75 cents or whatever it was. It was a dollar at one point, but I think it was 75 when I started high school. It might have gone up, maybe. Does that sound right?
Yeah, definitely. It went up considerably over the years.
Do you remember that one time they had a strike, and then after the strike, they kind of like were like, "Hey, everyone, we're sorry, free rides for a week," and we were just like taking the subway like all over. Or
I think it was
the
like
bus all over the place because it was like, "So we're going for a block."
I think every Friday it was free. I think like it was free every Friday for the summer or something.
Yeah,
they did something like that for the Eagles games and shit, didn't they? One year, a couple of years, it was like on Sundays, it's free.
Yeah,
or
yeah, they would do it for games. They do it free on us, like the Broad Street Run. Like they do it for events, but there was like a time where they're just like, "Hey, everyone, it's just like it's just free, whatever." Go nuts.
Who cares?
You can drive the bus if you want. Give
yeah,
it a shot.
You want to?
Yeah, you always wanted to try, right?
Yeah, you want to?
Like, yeah.
I guess what we're saying is the schools are already crumbling in the city, so why not just take all the money you would have spent on them and then make free subway rides for everybody? And
free
that
subway.
Seems that's like a fair trade-off, right? That's something we'd all be cool with.
The children aren't our future anymore. Now it's free subway rides.
You ask them if they'd rather have free subway rides or school and.
Yeah,
everyone's
that's true.
Everyone's Zoom learning. Nobody needs to go to school. No, we don't need to be maintaining.
You're learning on YouTube. Look it up.
Yeah. You learn on YouTube. Everything I've learned in the last 10 years, I learned on YouTube. So that's a great point.
How to start a Philly-based podcast.
So the SEPTA tokens were exclusive for students from 1968 till 1977. When they were introduced as adult convenience tokens for everyone.
It sounds like a condom or something. What is this?
But there was no discount. Riders purchased the tokens at 45 cents a piece, simply so they didn't need to dig around for a change at the turnstiles. But they still needed a token, so it's like one less coin. I don't know.
It's faster.
Yeah, it's more aerodynamic. You don't got to carry as much. It weighs less.
Yeah, and like the bus is coming or train's coming, it's like, got to catch it. Bloop, throw it in.
Putting a token in a thing and then getting a thing is a lot more rewarding. It's like, do you know they have those, there's like some used car company and you can buy your car and they have like a vending machine for your car and they give you like a token and you put it in the thing. No, we'll bleep that.
Bleep that.
Yeah,
bleep that.
That one we're not getting.
No,
that
that's
money.
How freebies, their clever ad campaign worked on beer.
That's your eye brought it up. I don't even drive. I'm cutting this whole thing.
I'm gonna drive.
I think what we learned here is that the tokens are really just so that. The guys working the turnstile don't have to make change so that nobody there.
No, I mean, like, if you ride it every single day, like, we're going to have, like, a bunch of ones in your pocket because you're going to ride it, like, you ride it twice a day. You know, you don't have to have exact change every day.
Yeah.
You just buy the token for the week. That's how, you know, it's more for the everyday rider.
The discounted tokens arrived in 1982. At 71 cents, they offered a slight break on the standard 75-cent fare. SEPTA knocked off another cent 1 year later, packaging 10 tokens for $7.
I remember, and they came in the little, well, I mean, this is before my time, but the little plastic bags that had the green, like, shit on it.
Yeah.
I could get them in high school. They would have them in high school. You would have to go to, like, a specific room and buy them. Also, I looked like I was 13, probably up until a couple years ago. So I used to get the when I was in college, I would get the student tokens and it was a student bus pass because the high school gets and like no one ever called me. I don't know. That's the one advantage I had of looking like a child. I saved like $80 over this.
$80.
That decade.
Worth it. Worth it. I think that you came clean about that on the podcast. The
Statue of Liberty's up on that. So
Statue of Liberty.
Philadelphia was the last major transit system to still use tokens, finally phasing them out for good in 2018 after the introduction of SEPTA key cards.
It was definitely time, though.
I mean, it was 20 years since they did it in New York.
The key card, it makes everything easier.
It's like a steampunk technology, like a coin, like this weighted thing, like turns these gears, lets you through.
I like how we just got done talking about how great they are. Now we're like, you know what? Fuck tokens. How about that?
Now, how come not on your phone? You should be able to, like, it's so much chipping me. Easier. Like, yo, come on.
So I have my card, and it was the same. Wow, I got two stories out of the Sixers game. Two hilarious, great, amazing stories.
Tell us your anecdotes, Bierman.
When I was leaving the game, I scanned my thing, and I didn't have enough money. And it was like, everybody, there's two machines, and like 100 people are waiting. But you can do it from your phone. And I did it in like 2 minutes, and then it was like, boom. It's so much easier. It changed the game, the key card shit.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I absolutely support the changeover. Although the tokens are a neat piece of ephemera from the past.
Yeah.
I had looked up what happened to the tokens as they were recalled, and they were just melted down and turned into money.
Turned into money. So the mint made them?
I guess they were it was sold to the mint, or they were made out of materials that the mint could use because they were sold back to the government to make money.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting. I never thought about where the coins came from.
And there's a secondary market where the coins are traded. There's a lot of, you know, train fans, but there's also a ton of transit fans out there on the interwebs. And they're obsessed with riding certain trains and certain trolleys and finding certain...
I went to the New York Metro Museum. I wish SEPTA had their version of that.
I mean, they kind of do in the basement not of like, 1234 not like Market Street.
It's not... It's I don't know. It was exceptional. It was exceptional. New York. I don't know how to put it.
So SEPTA's attempt is like kind of cute by comparison.
I guess. I don't know. It's not the same. Is all I could say.
We're sending mixed messages. Should they be proud of this stuff, or should they be hiding it away? I don't know.
Well, they were the last to get rid of the coin, so they have a different scope on themselves, I guess.
Well, I guess I do want to talk about this for a second. I was going to save it for later, but I feel like a lot of times, like aesthetically, because that's the angle I like to come at things from, SEPTA is riding the fence insofar as it's like, oh, here's some old-timey transportation. Here's a trolley on Girard Avenue. Isn't that quaint or whatever? But there is no embracing of that. It only exists in like this one section of the city. You can't take a trolley everywhere, even though the trolley tracks have never been dug up in South Philly and North Philly. They're still there. And it's like there's just these abandoned things that could be like super cool. And it's not that they don't recognize them, but like we said earlier, they don't have the money to really like flesh it out and make it intrinsic and something that we can all use every day and for our benefit as opposed to just...
It'll never happen.
They should let you use those things that you... put on the tracks and like you kind of pump and it pushes projects you like in the old cartoons. Like, bring those, make those happen.
Those are cool.
See, that would be going
canny. Bring those back.
That would be tipping the other way. That would be hearkening back more vintage stuff, more vintage transit stuff.
Old stuff. It's cute. The best.
It's cute. Best.
Bring back the token movement.
Yeah. If it's kitsch, I want it.
I mean, like, that's the point of the trolley system, it being kitsch or whatever, right? I mean, there's way more effective ways to... Even, like, a trackless trolley is more effective, right? But it's like San Francisco is keeping those things around because they're part of the look of the city.
They do look cool.
They do look cool, and I think they have them in New Orleans, too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know.
More trolleys.
Would you ride the trolley if there was, like, a party trolley?
I think I would ride the trolley. Yeah, I think I would ride the trolley ahead of the bus, certainly for the nostalgia factor. But I'll always go Subway or L first if there's a way to get close to where I want to go using those lines.
Because you're a mole person, you live under the ground.
Right, I live underground.
They have their own passes. Mm-hmm.
You get me to the Burke stop, I'll do the rest.
I think your tails are the skeeviest part.
That's how we hang upside down and sleep. How? Why, without them, how would we
just skeeve.
Hang upside down and sleep?
You heard it here.
We need those prehensile tails. In 1983, SEPTA was forced to take over the direct operations of the region's commuter rail lines by federal law that allowed Conrail to withdraw from the operation of commuter trains. So Conrail had taken over the Reading and the Pennsylvania Railroad commuter lines, and they were dying to get out of it. They did not want to maintain the transit lines that brought people in and out of the city from the suburbs.
Yeah, they had push those things. They had to push the cart.
Pump them.
They had to pump
them
every
carts
day.
Up and down.
That shit takes a lot out of you.
It's also difficult with all the damsels in distress being tied to the tracks.
Dude, enough already. How many cows are going to get stuck on the subway tracks?
Move it along. Because of the poor planning by SEPTA, the transfer was extremely difficult and the commuters suffered disruptions in service. Initially, SEPTA ceased all commuter trains in the region, then, under court order, restored limited service. Shortly thereafter, a 3-month strike by the rail unions caused all service to be suspended again.
So SEPTA fucked up, basically.
Yeah, over and over again. So for a while, I mean...
You don't say.
For these 3 months, at least, people didn't know whether or not the regional rails would ever come back. First, SEPTA canceled them, and then the courts made them open those lines back up, and then a strike shut them down. So people living in the suburbs who were dependent on those lines are like, well, that's never coming back.
Yeah.
And that hurts SEPTA because they go out and they buy a car, or they go out and buy a motorcycle.
Buy a biplane.
A biplane. A unicycle, some kind of personal transportation device, and they no longer take the subway.
I can't afford a dirigible right now.
I'm always trying to get Trove to invest in a hovercraft. We talk about getting one for South Fellini every once in a while. So if anybody out there...
It's too loud. They're just too loud.
Well, wear the headphones. Wear the headphones.
I gotta listen to tunes. I can't cruise around the town...
We'll pump
tunes.
The music into the headphones like helicopter pilots.
It's hard.
Yes.
It's too much.
It's not enough.
It's bass.
So if anyone out there is selling a hovercraft, like a 1980s hovercraft, maybe something without a top.
1980s hovercraft.
Yeah, I don't think we could afford a modern one, but.
No. We're going to need helmets.
Please include the helmets, and it would be awesome if you guys had the headsets as well.
You know, you like both live like a 10-minute walk from work, right?
Do we make deliveries? You know, make deliveries.
How cool would it be if Trove and I showed up to your door in a hovercraft?
You ain't picking me up. You won't pick me up in a car. You're not gonna pick me up in a hovercraft.
Philly Independence needs their T-shirts. We gotta bring it to them.
Fire up the hovercraft.
Fire up the hovercraft. Hello, open house. Here's your stuff. Here's your stickers.
Fellini, go for launch.
Yep.
But this is when SEPTA goes on strike, people buy hovercrafts and they don't come back to the commuter lines.
Classic. We see it all the time.
By the mid-80s, the Broad Street subway line had deteriorated to the point that the service was threatened by an acute car shortage. The age of the fleet made maintenance impossible. The youngest cars dated from 1938 and were more than 40 years old at the time.
Wow. 1938.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yeah, those are pretty old. They're they're powered by hydrogen or something. They're definitely old fashioned. You imagine that they would have had to have updated this thing, right? Like the How do you?
Were they made of wood or were they made of iron?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. From the picture, I would guess iron, but the interiors look like they have wood finish on them. Express service was actually suspended for 5 years until the Kawasaki B4 trains were added to the fleet.
Nice. They sound fast.
Yeah, those are the more modern looking ones that you see.
You can drift and all with them.
Despite the completion of the rail line to the airport in 1986 and the Center City commuter tunnel in 1984, which incorporated the old Reading and Pennsylvania rail lines, SEPTA gained a reputation for cutbacks, fare hikes, and strikes.
A one they kept around for to 2023.
You don't mess with your brand. Whatever your brand is, just embrace it and go with it.
They kept it. They didn't put out new SEPTA, you know?
Too much sugar. No one wants that.
I wouldn't mind Diet SEPTA, though.
There's not enough seats as it is.
In 1981, 4,900 workers walked off the job in March. The strike, which lasted 19 days, halted buses, trolleys, and subways that led a lot of customers to frustration. One rider told the Associated Press, quote, "I hate SEPTA with every ounce of energy I have," end quote.
That was the mayor.
Yeah, Mayor Good.
They stink, and I don't like them.
It sucks when they go on strike because, the whole city relies on them. But it's also like, they should get more money, you know? It sucks. And they shouldn't have to fight for it every couple years.
Yeah, they're dealing with a lot. I mean, we've all seen the videos of SEPTA bus drivers dealing with some naked, crazy person or some violent passenger. And it's like, that guy just signed up to drive a bus. That lady is just there to take tokens. And here they are having to, like,
deal with this situation.
So I really feel for them, and they should get paid a lot.
How many times have they gone on strike, though? Because, like, it seems like they've gone on strike so many times in my lifetime.
Well, there was the 1986 strike, which you may remember because vandals set fire to a major electrical junction, causing delays on some regional rail lines. I guess SEPTA didn't stop. There was a strike, but SEPTA didn't stop service. So the union, they denied involvement in the sabotage, and a settlement was quickly reached. But the damage to SEPTA's reputation would never fully recover.
Wow.
Yes. Another major service disruption happened in 1998 when Local 234 stopped work for 40 days. After 11 weeks of unfruitful negotiations, per the New York Times, SEPTA wanted to be able to hire part-time workers again and adopt a zero-tolerance policy for drugs and alcohol.
This was the big one. This was like people literally had to like lose their jobs and shit because they couldn't get to work. It's like they couldn't go to work anymore.
I was a freshman in high school, and they pretty much just canceled the class. Like, it was like you didn't have to come to school after that, and that happened.
It's like I literally can't come to school.
Kids just stopped coming to school, and they just like passed everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember it on the news every night. They were counting every day that the strike lasted. SEPTA strike day 22, like it was the Iran hostage situation.
they need the clicks.
They led with it every night. Yeah.
Well, but people wanted to know about it though. It was like because it was
Yeah, I'm not gonna start with Don Pollock. You know, come on.
You gotta save Don Pollock. He's the main event.
Yeah, I know. We had to work around it too.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was like really crazy.
And like Trove,
I think that's when they gave us the free rides.
So right, when they came back, they felt so bad. They were like, "Hey, free on Fridays."
Free Fridays. Sorry. And we're like, "Okay,
sorry."
I'm like, "Oh, Zito's up the street. I think the bus up the street." Oh, hey.
It was 1998, and he did the suck it thing before he got off to the bus driver. That was unnecessary.
Mole people for life. In October 2009, a six-day strike hit the city with a work stoppage starting on Election Day and in the middle of the World Series, which the Phillies on to lose to the Yankees. So
I blame SEPTA.
I guess we all know who we can blame for that.
There we go.
The Yankees.
Yankees. I blame SEPTA.
A similar strike in 2016 had Hillary Clinton worried about voter turnout for the November 8th general election. The Democratic campaigns sought an emergency injunction that would have forced the transit workers back to work. The injunction did not come to fruition, however, as the strike ended one day before the election on November 7th.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Nice. Go vote.
Didn't help her anyway. No. That wasn't the thing that kept people from voting for her. Right?
Was it SEPTA?
Can't blame SEPTA for that one. 2009 Phillies, they got a case. They can make a case.
Well, I'm glad that the Phillies and SEPTA stick together, and they still do the thing of which train car is the fanatic on when you go to the game. And they move them around.
It's impossible.
Oh, no. I get it every time.
You get it every time?
No. I get it two out of every four times.
Don't ever play three card Monty with a green
no
bird.
It's a lock. I got this.
I don't know.
Oh, one more stupid thing. I always wanted to when I had the student tokens. They give you the old paper transfers, which has a date on them. I wanted to get every one a day for a year and then like hang it up, but I never did it. But that would have been cool. Then and now they got rid of them.
It's too late.
You missed opportunity.
SEPTA has engaged in more labor strikes than any other transit agency in the U.S.
Beat that.
E-A-G-L-E.
Rail Pace News magazine contributor Jerry Williams observed that SEPTA regularly staggers from crisis to crisis, with little support or oversight originating at the state level.
It's always something with you, SEPTA.
They have a long history of being at odds with the riding public and both the county and state officials.
Do you think Rail Pace News magazine will let me write for them? That sounds fun. That's hard-hitting journalism, though, I bet.
It's Jerry Williams. He's a contributor.
Jerry Williams, if you're listening, let us know. Williams commented, quote, "There doesn't appear to be any group influential enough to bring shame on SEPTA," end quote. They're unstoppable.
The SEPTA is the guy with no shirt, like, and he don't give a fuck. It's cold out. He wears shorts.
SEPTA, what are you going to do about it?
SEPTA, say something.
Say something. Say something. Fight me.
Williams went on to add that SEPTA's chronic ills merely reflect the broader problem of local provincialism and petty political squabbles, which are so rampant within the Delaware Valley.
What?
This guy knows what he's talking about, to be honest. He has his finger on the pulse. for a guy who works at Rail Pace Magazine, News Magazine,
what else are you going to talk about?
Hey, don't say anything bad about
him. He's burning it all down. He's coming with truth bombs. It was not until the early 21st century that service and fares on the rail line stabilized. As the second decade of the 21st century unfolded, SEPTA succeeded in increasing ridership, replenishing its rolling stock with more than 400 new rail cars, and improving its on-time performance. In fiscal 2013, total ridership was at 337.3 million trips, with an average weekday ridership of about 1 million trips.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I like that you ended in 2013 and
everything was great.
Disco music on the way up. SEPTA riding is going the way up. Nothing's going to stop them.
SEPTA is trending upward. Well, obviously, ridership is way, way down because of the pandemic and lockdown and things like that. Services have been cut. They are hard
nothing
up
will
for,
be the same.
For money.
Rocket skate sales are up, so ridership on SEPTA is down.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope SEPTA gets more money. I'm telling you, SEPTA, like, I've been riding SEPTA for a long time, and it's like,
They need support of some sort. That's all I can
it's
say.
It's the worst it's ever been.
Before we go, I want to know what's the grossest thing you ever saw while riding a SEPTA train, trolley, or bus.
I mean, I've seen everything. Vomit, pee, poop. Somebody smoking crack next to me. People like bleeding, or no, not people bleeding, just blood, just random blood. Yeah, I've had a crazy person throw shit on, not shit, but throw water on me. I've done it all.
I think the grossest thing I ever saw on SEPTA was also maybe one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. A woman helping her boyfriend pop his pimples early on a Sunday morning.
That's awful.
But it's also, I mean, it's also kind of heartwarming, right? I mean, they had each other.
That should be their new ad campaigns, you know. That's great.
That's disgusting. I'm just remembering this now. I must have repressed this, but when I was like, I don't know, 18 or 19, I got really high, and I was riding the bus somewhere, and like the person behind me was like coughing and shit, and then like I was like wet, and then I was like, I just got thrown up on by a random person.
Oh,
and they threw up on my back.
Oh no.
And they were like, I'm sorry. And I was like really high. Yeah, I've done it all.
Man, you have lived a life.
You have lived a life.
And yet I still ride. I haven't gotten a driver's license. I still haven't learned.
Thanks to all the listeners who came into the store in the holiday season to purchase presents for their loved ones and themselves, because that's a person to love as well. So, yeah.
Buy socks for you. No, it was fun. It was a lot of people came in. It was cool.
Yes, thank you everybody. So
I wanted to say in the beginning, but I wanted to say here at the end before we signed off.
After our vomit stories.
After Beerman's vomit story, it inspired me to
that
thank
vomit
everyone.
Reminds me. Thank you, everybody.
Beerman getting thrown up one reminded me to thank everyone for shopping at the store, because it was in a similar experience.
Thanks for not throwing up on me.
Thanks for wearing masks and coughing into your elbows. We appreciate it. Okay, that's pretty much all there is to know about the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. Please check out our website, www.southfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Visit us at 1507 East Patchogue Avenue in beautiful South Philly, Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 5. Check us out on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Follow along and join in the conversation. We want to hear from you. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen on SEPTA? Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe, wash your hands, get boosted, and consider giving up your seat to the elderly.
Oh. Or me. If you see me,
or
let me
the Beermans.
I've been throwing up on. Let me sit down. I'll throw up on the seat if you don't let me sit down.